So take good care of yourself. In your house, it's safe, so you don't have to wear it. But when you go out, especially on windy days, it's no harm to wear a mask. Especially nowadays, we have so many new sicknesses coming. Do not think. I love to tell you all this for fun. No. Because whatever I tell you to do, I will have to take the karma for that, or share the karma from you for that. So please, take good care of yourself. Then I will feel that at least my sacrifice is worth it. It helps you, okay? Even if I know so many of you don't listen, but I can't help it. I just see the vision of suffering. I just have to tell. So please take care, okay? Take care of yourself as much as you can. Truly, the wind does carry something, but I think maybe scientifically it's also proven, or it says that. You can check on the internet, but I'm not wrong. Even if I don't have evidence or research, I'm sure it's like that. It's logical. The wind blows anything, anywhere. And viruses, the bacteria and all that, they're everywhere, you know. And if a strong wind blows into your nose, then your nose cannot filter it enough. And to your mouth, it goes direct and it will damage your body or make you sick, okay?
One of the safest steps we can take is to wear a mask to keep ourselves protected. Every time someone talks, sings, sneezes, or even breathes, microscopic droplets containing deadly viruses are released. These droplets may be so tiny that you can't even see them. And what's more, the droplets don't have to land on a person to infect them. Wearing a mask acts as a shield, stopping the droplets from spreading in the air and prevents outside droplets from coming to you. The masks stops the droplets from landing on other surfaces or people and infecting others too. The risk of infection decreases with each precaution people take. If no one is wearing a mask, the risk of infection is the highest. This risk reduces considerably when more and more people put on their masks. Your mask is the first line of defense against respiratory viruses. When you wear your mask properly, covering your face and nose, and making sure there's no gap between the mask and your face, you protect yourself from the virus and stop it from getting to your loved ones or those who might be at risk.
I remember in Munich, you know, München, in Germany, there's sometimes a special wind that blows into the Munich area. Then many people will become crazy, doing bad things, even murdering. So at that time of a certain wind like that, there is leniency from the government on the punishment or penalty for that criminal. So actually it's provable, yeah, like that in Munich. I'm not sure if you can find it, but it's kind of well known in Germany. I was in Munich for quite some years. Yeah. Maybe you can still do research about that, about Munich and that special wind that makes people go crazy and lose themselves, you know, lose their reason and do bad things that they normally would not do. And the government gives very less than penalty, less than usual. Okay, so please take care of yourself. When there's a lot of wind, at least wear a mask. Put the mask or some masks in your pocket, in your handbag all the time. So whenever you need it, you wear it, okay? So when you also go in a public toilet, you know, you wear it. Because when people flush the toilet, the little, very fine particles of water, droplets, would fly all over in the air. And you can't wait too long for that to die down in order to go in. Because you might be in a queue, for example, like in the airport. Then you just wear the mask, okay? And when you go out, wipe your face with some disinfectant or soap, yeah? Wash your face with soap. do something to protect yourself, okay? You are the only one that loves yourself the most and are the best protector of yourself. So do something, yeah? Okay, please. And I am sorry if I have caused any offense while I'm talking. But it's all done with my sincere heart for your own good. May God bless us all. Amen. May the Buddha lift us all to enlightenment and liberation. Under God's grace. Amen. So the more you practice with sincerity, the better. And the people out there who are not my God's disciples, please, you turn, please be vegan, please repent, please pray to God, pray to all the saints and sages to protect you, to help you, to liberate you, at least not to go to hell. I help as much as I can. As I told you, if you sincerely repent to God, praise God, and be vegan, to save animal people suffering, then even if you call my name once with all your pure heart, I will come for you at the time when you leave this world. I promise you that. Heavens and earth know that I tell you the truth. What for do I tell you this? You give me nothing. I take nothing from you. I don't even see you that you come and prostrate to me or anything. I don't let anybody prostrate to me. And all my God's disciples know that. I don't need any fame. I don't need any physical offering, nothing. I never take anything from any of my disciples. So you lose nothing. Just remember me at your time of death or in your time of trouble with all your heart, okay, with all your sincerity, and repent. Praise God. Pray to God to protect, to let you remember him, to let saints and sages help you to go home. Because this world is not your real home. It changes all the time. It can be damaged. It can be destroyed. It can disappear also. Like one of the Venuses or Mars become unbearable, uninhabitable as well. Please, whatever I told you all this time is all truth. The reason God told me I have to reveal my identity as Maitreya Buddha and Jesus Christ returned. It's the same. Both are the same being, one being. It's because I have to declare it to the whole universe so that all the kings and heavens will return and help me again. Otherwise, they will leave me alone. And many of you who have affinity with heavens, different kings, different heavens, cannot be helped if they left, you know, my side, if they left my mission. I have to reclaim all the power that belongs to the Maitreya Buddha in order to help the world. Otherwise, I don't need anything, not even that power. I am good enough to go to heaven. I do no harm. I'm always with heavens and God. I don't need extra power, but I do need that in order to save you, more of you, or could also save the whole planet, to restore it again to a habitable, you know, happy place. So all of you and all of your children and great-great-great-grandchildren can enjoy. Just like, for example, President Trump, he's a rich man, multi-billionaire. He doesn't need to be president, risking his life, you know, to run for an election like that. Even after the election, there was another attempt on his life reported. It was officially reported by the Justice Department. And now the Secret Service have, you know, even robot dogs running around his house to protect him. I just hope heavens also give more protection. I do what I can, of course, also. But before the election, I already wrote a note to warn him.
Master's message for President Trump. There will be other attempts on your life. before and after election. Please wear protective gear when in public, always. Please buy and use personal silver cutlery, always. If they turned black color after dipped in food, do not eat that food. It's poisoned. Take care of yourself for the world. Thank God all the time for God love, bless, protect.
I don't know how to send it to him. I don't know how many people will censor my writing. So I didn't write. I told him as a note on our Supreme Master television. I told him that he has to wear protective clothes, you know, and also don't eat poison food. Using silver utensils to detect poison. But that's just the minimum, you know, basic. There are some poisons maybe one can't detect nowadays. The world is so low that we have all kinds of poisons, all kinds of toxic things, even in the air, by our own lifestyle. So it's just for his love for Americans, for the world, that I warn him about some things only. I just hope he becomes more aware of the precious life that he has. And just to remember more to thank God to protect him. I just feel much better after he became elected. So I don't have to worry or meditate anymore for it or pray for him or do all kinds of things related to that matter. Invisibly, of course. Heaven protectors also are working with me, of course. And now, I'm just saying, for President Trump, I'm sure his heart is not for fame or gain. I'm sure. I can assure you that. I can see through. He just wants to help his country. He's just passionate about his people, his country. He wants to make it a better place. Many people in the world also do a lot of things to make the world a better place, yes? So President Trump is one of them, just maybe more passionate than a lot of them, a lot of others. So because of that, he has to go through a lot of trouble, lose a lot of money, lose a lot of time, a lot of nerves, a lot of peace, a lot of family happiness with his wife, with his child, with other children. So even some of his children don't want to come out and help him to campaign because he probably told them not to come because it will just tear their nerves apart, you know, especially if they have small children, they have to take care of small children. Mother and father have to be there strong and happy for the children. Cannot be threatened here and there all the time and come home. The nerves just tattered, you know. But President Trump, he also has his moment of weariness, of being afraid, but he continues. A hero is not a person who is afraid of nothing, but a person who is scared, but continues to do his job. That is a real hero.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.